They got to me and I told them, man, y'all fucking tripping. Y'all really trying to still open up with the people in the virus? Are y'all insane? What is wrong with y'all?
Oh, well, I mean, it's their choice if they want to come in.
And let me tell you something about promoting. We got in there on a Tuesday and they fired us. 6 months, killing it. I mean, smashing it. Super Bowl weekend was insane, incredible. They fired us. They fired us because they thought they could do it on their own now. They was like, no, just chill, man. We got y'all. We got y'all. 3 weeks go by. 2 weeks, regular soft opens, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 4 nights. In a pandemic. This is May now. Remember, this is May. So we like 2 months in. And the third week was Memorial Day weekend. That club made close to $150,000 that weekend. It's the weekend that Mayweather was in there. For a total of 3 weeks plus that $150,000 weekend, not one promoter was paid. Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, episode 37, part one of episode 37. I appreciate y'all for listening. Let's go.
I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crushing on boy? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm
good morning, people. It's Monday, December 21st, 2020. And I'm in my bunker, hiding out from the rest of the world. Just trying to survive like you. And I feel like I'm doing a horrible job. I'm kidding. No, I'm being serious. It's December 21st, 2020. And today, Negroes were supposed to get superpowers, but I woke up feeling tingly. I spent about an hour trying to move stuff off of the wall and around me. And all I ended up with is a headache and a bloody nose. Don't attempt it. You may wake up, Negroes, feeling kind of tingly, like you got some juice in you. That's not the case. Do not attempt to try out your superpower that you think you might have, because you'll hurt yourself or you will die. Do not do it. And the real reason that December 21st is a very, 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 very awesome day, because it's called the Great Conjunction. I guess Jupiter and Saturn are like 0.1 degrees apart, and it's supposed to be like an aligning and like supposed to show like the Christmas star. I don't, you know, it's just another thing that you check off of 2020. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I'm just waiting for them to try to introduce aliens. Now, they haven't figured it out. I heard some of the plans they're like the ideas they're landing on. The number one is to kind of have Beyonce introduce aliens to us. I think they're going to lean to that. And I can see how that could work. You know what I'm saying? You call up Beyonce, you say, hey, man, we need your help. She's like, yeah, I'm down to help the world. She's like, what's going on? And they're like, listen, E.T. is real. She's like, no, I just watched it last night. E.T.'s not real. It's a great movie, but it's not real. She's like, no. They're like, listen, E.T.'s real. She's like, oh, shit. Ladies still run the world. And they're like, yeah, we know. That's why we're asking you to come help us. She's like, well, what do you want me to do? I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch any aliens. That's not what I do. I don't want to get goo on me. And they're like, no, you don't have to touch it. They're cool, man. They're like really chill people. They just don't look like us at all. But they're like, we want you to introduce aliens to the world. She's like, shit, I could do that. What y'all paying? It's like, well, we'll pay you greatly. We were really thinking about just putting a lot of money into Ivy Parker and kind of helping you out. My bad. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout. I'm just joking about Ivy Parker. It's doing great. It's doing fabulous. But they're like, listen, we're going to help. We're going to pay you. But we want you to read off the teleprompter. We're going to get like this big, you know, stage set up. And we're going to have like this special thing. And it's the Beyonce show. And really all you're going to have to do is walk out to the podium, read off the prompter, and then introduce the alien. So then you can just kind of imagine Beyonce comes out. She's like sliding up to the podium. It's all nice. The people are out there in the, you know, social distancing like type of crowd. And we're all watching. And she's talking like how Beyonce talks. It's all nice and calm and sweet and loving. And you're just like, I just want biscuits and gravy. And it's just a great day. And it's a great night because Beyonce's talking to us. And then she turns Vanna White style and says, here's the alien. And then everybody's okay with it because Beyonce introduced the alien. Everybody's fine with it now. She backs up a little bit because she, like she said, she doesn't want to touch the alien. But she goes, and here's the alien, the extraterrestrial. And then everybody just kind of pauses for a second. Then they start clapping because Beyonce massaged everybody, made everybody feel great about the introduction of aliens. It's coming. It's coming. Okay? I'm not a rabbit hole guy. I don't dive into the rabbit holes, you know, but then you start seeing more and more as you look on the internet, and you shouldn't do it. Don't get on YouTube. Don't do it to yourself. I don't do it to myself. I just happen to do like a Yahoo. Like I'm a Yahoo headline guy. Like I'll get on Yahoo and I'll see what's going on. And then you start seeing stuff about aliens and then you kind of click. And the next thing you know, you're just all fucked in the head. Right? So don't be careful. All right, be careful. Don't do it. But if Beyonce, if you look up and out of nowhere, Beyonce has like this big thing coming. You heard it here first. One, you know, that's why I do. I'm Thaddeus Shade. Woo! You got to do that. You got to woosah yourself. It's been a hell of a weekend. Well, Saturday was a chill day for me. I don't have a lot of chill days. It was a chill day. And what makes it a chill day? Because me and GRC, we got up and we played Call of Duty from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night. Yep. Two elder people with shit to do. Sat in front of the TV screen, played Call of Duty from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night. Responsible adults. Responsible adults. On top of that, last night. Now listen, I know why y'all are here. Let me do my thing and I'll get to y'all thing. Let me enjoy my show and I'll get to y'all thing. All right? And it's not really y'all thing. It's a we thing. Right? It's a we thing. Then I watched The Stand last night. Stephen King's The Stand. And I don't know if you've ever seen the original. The original came out in 1994. It was a TV miniseries. And back then when they did a Stephen King miniseries, it lasted all week. It was usually, it started on Sunday and then finished on next Sunday, but they never showed them on Saturday because people were doing shit on Saturday. So they never showed them on Saturday. It'd be Sunday, right? Is when it would finish. And the original was good. You know, even in 94, I could see that, you know, special effects wasn't shit, but it was good, right? It was good. And I watched the first episode of the remake last night. And, you know, you can't trust Hollywood, but I watched it and they got a nice cast. I know Eric Northman from True Blood playing Randall. I know all these guys, right? And it was all right. It's all right. You know what I'm saying? It's all right. If you want to go watch it, I say you watch it. That was just the first episode. They do them weekly. And if you don't know about The Stand is basically pretty much what's going on right now with the virus. I don't want to mess up a lot of things for you, but it pretty much is dealing with God and the devil, and then the virus is happening right now. So it's pretty fucking cool. I know the book is legendary, and I've never read the book. And I want to, and I want it. I don't like to read, but I like to read comics, but I don't like to read. And those are heavy books to read, right? So I downloaded the app to have somebody else read to me. I thought that was a cool thing to do. I have somebody else read to me and I'll be able to, it's like I'm reading the book, but I'm not reading the book because somebody else is reading the book to me, right? And it's supposed to be cool. But the person they got reading, and I can't remember the name of the Stephen King book I got this guy reading, but the person who's reading it, it's not like Morgan Freeman reading a book to you. You understand what I'm saying? Morgan Freeman reading a book to you is very, very comforting and massage-like. This guy has to be named Daryl, and he works at the local gas station in some small town in Nebraska. This is not the guy that's supposed to be reading me a Stephen King book. I don't want this guy to be smoking while he's reading to me and drinking a Bud Light. That's not what I want. That's not what I paid for. You get me somebody that sounds comforting and smooth with a little bit of pizzazz reading the book to me. You want my money? Find me a great book reader. All right. Wonder Woman 84 drops this Thursday. I'm excited to watch that. I don't know if I'm going to go to the theater, if I'm going to go home, because out here the theater's open. I don't know where you're at, if the theater's open. If they're not, sucks. I will be watching that midnight somewhere. I don't know if they're going to allow us to be in the theater at midnight. But if they are, I'm there. If not, I'm too hyped to see this, so I'll be watching it at home. It's like the first real, real big movie of 2020. And I got to get my eyes on it. I got to. Ladies and gentlemen, I really know why you're here. You want to talk about Christmas, right?
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
No? That's not why you're here. I don't want to talk about you. We'll talk about Blade?
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
We'll talk about these dollars, baby.
Tell them to bring me my money. Yeah!
No, none of those. Damn. Can we jam a little bit? Y'all knew I was going to have some tunes. She touched by me. Painted on jeans. You got to have a shoulder move with this shit. And all heads turn. Ladies, if I've ever played this song and you in my crib, just know it's about to get weird. Oh, she was the green. Speedo and Baby O, here I come. I knew her number and her name. Yeah. She said I was the tiger she wanted to turn. This is Billy Ocean and I'm jamming, bro. I was in search of a good time. I really did want superpowers this morning. Running my game. Why couldn't I just have superpowers? Yeah. Love was the furthest from my mind. Caribbean feet. Now we're sharing the same dream. Woo. And our hearts. Okay, let's go. Nightlife. It's being a promoter. It's a shady business, right? It's a shady business. A lot of, you know, crooked shit can happen. Deals can go bad. People won't send money back. Artists won't send money back. Artists show up late. You know, it's a tough, crooked business. But it's also really fun. If you got it, to where you need it to be and it's rocking and rolling, it can be fun and you make a lot of money, right? For us, where I used to work, we wasn't making the money we should have been making. We were stopped at every turn from making the type of money we could make. And why do a podcast about this when, you know, it's just nightlife. It's just a nightclub. Well, I'm not really a personal guy. Like, I don't put nothing personal out on social media. You barely see my dog. I don't put family. I don't put, you know, I was in a relationship. I would, you know, post rarely, but that's not what I do, right? I just like to have fun, entertain, and, you know, try to bring, you know, some real shit, some knowledgeable shit to the gram, but that's about it. You know, I don't try to invite energy, bad energy, or good, or just, I don't try to fight social media energy into my personal life, right? Because then shit can get weird. So then I decide, like, in my head, like, man, do you finally, you know, step out and, you know, kind of be, you know, a little bit more personal? Do you kind of talk about what happened and why? I said, fuck it. Is it worthy to listen to? I mean, when you take something that you come into a situation where this building was in the red when, and I didn't check. I don't think they would have a problem, but I'm just going to say when my boy, who got the nightclub, when he got the night, the place was in the red. This was 5 years ago. They were struggling. They, you know, in Old Town, it is a very white dominant place, right? And they were trying to do the same things as all the other popular white places. And, you know, and they were struggling. They couldn't. And that's the formula for a lot of places in Scottsdale. They struggle, right? So when they're struggling, they say, you know what? Let's bring in the Negroes. They got this. Now, we're going to bring them in, but we won't let them really shine. What we're going to do, we're going to put them in a box. We put handcuffs on them. We're going to make sure that these boys don't get loose. Right? We make sure these boys don't get loose on us and they start wearing Jordans and Negro League baseball jerseys in here. We don't want that. It's not what we want. Why did I start talking like that in an accent? We don't know, but that's what I do. I'm actually trying to be more chill right now because I just want to have a good time on here, but I'm trying to keep it chill for y'all. Did I just lie? Okay. Y'all thought I was going to get back to talking, did you? So they really do. They really, it's a real, real, real thing. They really want the black dollar. They want the athletes. They want the music. They don't want the crowd. They don't want the culture because hip hop is, to me, like, it gets no more diverse. You like hip hop, we fuck with you. White, black, Asian, Native American, it don't matter. We fuck with you. Yellow, green, Beyonce's aliens, we don't care. You coming to the club, you came in here for hip hop, enjoy your fucking self. Now, I've been into some country bars. The energy's a little different. You know? And But the hip hop culture, man, it's just it's super inviting. Like, you can come enjoy it. Come love it. You know? And understanding that part of it was difficult for me first starting. Like, damn, these niggas only really want the dollars. They don't want us in here wearing Jordans. They don't want ball caps. They don't want chains. No jerseys. And I'm not saying that, you know, button ups and khakis and boat shoes, you know, looking clean and all tidy is not something that is not hip hop. It's not, I'm not saying that. But the shit I was just naming, that's the fucking culture. That's hip hop. You want hip hop in here. You got to love everybody. Period. Can't take one without the other. And that was difficult for me because as much as I'm a goof and I'm a nerd, I come from an area where we don't take no shit. And from my social media, you could take that this dude is, you know, fun, goof, whatever the case may be. But none of my shit from where I'm from is left. My temper is still there. My manhood respect is still there. I won't have that shit tested or tolerated. You know what I'm saying? And in disrespect of my people, I stand up for that shit. Right? And then I slowly start to learn, in order for this shit to work, I got to be in my place. And that's what, you know, I'm a person that prefers to listen a lot. You learn more from just listening. And then you watch, you observe. And that's what I observed from and was told. And I, you know, got to chill out. I'm like, man, they don't want niggas in here wearing hats and Jordans. And I'm like, that's the culture, man. How are they going to be, you know? And they, you know, you could get what they're leaning at. You got to, you know what it's like to be told that shit to your face? Like, you could clearly tell, you're disguising telling me, listen, we really don't want your crowd in here, but we really want those athletes. So this is what it is. And it's tough being told that. But, you know, the wild thing is like, you're in this area. People, as I continue on, people could hear and be like, well, the fuck? Why would you want to be there? Well, that's the thing. The people dictate what's hot and what's not. And people, you know, my black people, usually want to be in an area that they're not supposed to be in. It's like an accomplishment. You know, so the people love being in Scottsdale, being in a place they are not wanted. And you can always feel the energy of that from the people. Right. As much as people may tell you like, oh, they know about Scottsdale. Like, they know that they don't fuck with us like that. And water break. They know. And we don't know why y'all out there. They don't want us there. And that was from the beginning. That was the message that we would get. But these people would say that, and then the club would be packed out. As the club is packing out, I got to watch people get turned away for wearing the culture. You know? wearing the J's, wearing the chains, you know, being hip hop, man. This is a spot. Being clean, still being clean, being fresh. And it was a constant struggle. It was a constant fight. This is early on in the game. Like 5 years ago, maybe six now. I'm not for sure. I'm old. I lose count of shit. And why would I even be talking about this place? And I'll get back to where I was going, but this is a big ass fucking city. It's like fifth biggest city in the country, I think. Some shit like that. It's a big city. So imagine creating something where, and I mean being a major, major part of creating something that is a tourist attraction. You know, people go to Dreas when they hit the Vegas. Dreas is a tourist attraction. Like, you go to Vegas, you're going to do all these things, but you like hip-hop, you got to hit Dreas. That was the same thing with International. And as we started and it grew, it took off. And I wasn't even there for the first week. Once again, I didn't clear if they wanted me to, as I do this, to say names. But the people, you know, if you follow me, you know who I'm talking about. So if you don't, I'm pretty sure if you go look at my page, you'll be able to figure out who I'm talking about, the people I worked with, you know, and these are my friends, right? So I wasn't even there the first week. They came and got me from another venue. And they were like, yo, you being paid like shit. And at the time, I didn't really care because I was doing other shit. I was doing music and I was, you know, selling gear. I ain't really tripped. So I was like, eh. But then I figured out and I realized I had influence. And I was like, wait a minute. And you was getting paid what? And then you want to pay me what to come over there? And I had a hard time originally leaving the spot that I was at because of the relationships that I built. But ultimately, money rules, right? This is what it's going to come down to when I get done with all this shit. It's money rules, right? And you chase the dollar. You're trying to get more money, more money, more money. There's always the downfall is money, 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 money. Fuck you up. It'll, you know, stress you, keep you tired. You know, dollars, 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 right? So I was offered more money and I was like, all right. Eventually I ended up taking it. And definitely was the move. It was definitely the right move, right? And then, boom, go over there. And the shit's like, this place just explodes, you know? Fucking packed. You're building up this night, just one particular night, Saturday night. You're building it up. You're building it up. You're doing everything you can. And it's a great feeling to watch it grow. And watch people just come in there and lose their fucking minds. Just enjoy themselves. You know, they get through the week and it comes Saturday, bam. I'm letting all that shit go for, you know, whether it's 2, 3, 4 hours. Some people get there real early. But 2, 3, 4 hours there just losing their shit, having a good time. And that's dope to create that type of environment. You know, they come and feel safe, you know, party, drink, meet some women, meet some men, make some babies, make some bad choices. I lose my cool when she steps in the room. I know y'all like, damn, this nigga really jamming to that shit. I am, though. Oh, shit. Was that it? I thought I had more of that song in there.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.
But it's a dope thing to watch, to see everybody enjoying themselves in an environment that you created. You know, you get done with the night and then now you got to go deal with, you know, the night is over. It's time for your weekly meeting. And early on, there was really no understanding of the black crowd. So we would, you know, watch people, like I say, get turned away for hats or, you know, jewelry was too long, or, you know, they had Jordans on, or any, you know, basketball sneakers, all that shit you can imagine that's geared toward keeping away black folks. They tried to keep that. So we had to break down their thinking. And it was a slow, slow process. Starting off is a slow, slow process of getting to understand, like, yo, you can't do this to the people that you want in. It's ass backwards. And as we continue on, you know, they start to understand because they're starting to see the fucking money. They start to see the money. So they start to see. And so they start to loosen up. And I remember Super Bowl was out here in AZ. Super Bowl was out here. And I think we had like French Montana that weekend. And then, it was a lot of people we had. I know French was the main guy we were was hosting Super Bowl weekend. We had Luda one night. And I'm missing somebody else. So Luda was one night. French Montana was one night. And we had somebody else too. I think they had like Pauly D like on a Thursday or some shit like that. But that wasn't us. But yeah, man, it was crazy. That weekend was crazy. It was stupid packed. And this club isn't, it's not like a big ass fucking club. But it's set up for the energy to be insane how the space is. And for Super Bowl, it was snuck and futz. Crazy. And we've done all this, and this is like 6 months in, right? We've done all this work, and it's smashing. Smashing. Right. Super Bowl is a nuclear explosion. Nuke. And we come in Tuesday. We like, man, we killing it. This shit gonna carry over. We about to make this. This is it. This is 6 months into this. This is about to be it, baby. We did this. Weekend was crazy. I know they cleaned up. We about to clean up. I know they cleaned up. We about to clean up. Bam. This is fire. Woo. We some bad motherfuckers. We know what we doing, baby. We know what we doing, but we get to the door and
denied.
We get inside the club.
Denied.
Hey, my button hit. Hey, now come on now. I'm trying to do this for the people. When I hit you,
deny.
Hey, what the hell? Hold on, hold on. Y'all just chill with me for a second. All right. Oh, you know what? Here we go.
Deny.
There we go. I fixed it. And so, we got in there. Oh, it's still saying it. Okay. All right. That's what's up. We got in there on a Tuesday and they fired us. 6 months, killing it. I mean, smashing it. Super Bowl weekend was insane, incredible. They fired us. They fired us because they thought they could do it on their own now. And it's three of us at the time. It's three of us. It's three promoters, the originals, and they fired us. Now, in that 6 month process, there's a lot of frustration because, like I said, man, they wasn't understanding a lot of things and the deals for us were trash. You know, it'd be surprises here and there and you just be like, they took money from us on that. I don't know how they got us, but they took money on that. But, and then, you know, the constant fight for understanding our people. So they fired us. It was a headache for them. We could do it ourselves now. Nope. We got fired the first time. We posted that we wasn't there no more and they had nobody in the building. I think for like 3 weeks straight. Nobody in the building. We moved over to another club and was building that spot up. Having special guests come in there, the whole nine, right? The game, King Karan, you know, building that up. they struggled. And I mean, not like it was homeless struggle. It was nasty. It was mad nasty, son. It was fucked up. People was like, damn, they did y'all like that? Yeah, I mean, fired us after fucking killing it for them. They really thought they could do it on their own. About 3 weeks in, maybe even a month, maybe like a tad bit longer, they came to the original who got the spot. And they wanted to bring him back alone. They didn't want me and my other boy. They just wanted him back. And he told him, no. If I come back, and they still try to play us because they want us to come back. And he told him, no, I'm not going to come back unless they come back with me. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that shit. Because really, man, white people are cold-blooded. White and motherfuckers who think they're white. Now, understand that when I say that. All right? And, you know, motherfuckers who think they're white. And white folks love to try to divide us. That's the goal. It's always like, if I can get them apart, they won't be able to function as strong. If I can get them to turn on each other, they won't be able to function as strong. But the original, he said, no, I'm not coming back unless my guys are coming back. Okay. All right, that's cool. We'll do that. You can bring your boys back with you. That's cool. But we're gonna give you a Friday this time. Only Friday. Yeah, man. You're not getting a Saturday back. So we're not getting the night that we built back. We're getting a Friday now. They're gonna give us a Friday. They took the night that we built and they gave us a Friday. Because once again, they felt like Saturday was the cash night. And if we got them in the building, they'll be promoting for the spot again. And then they can ride that too. Still didn't work because they ended up giving us Saturday too. Because we the people. We bring the crowd, right? And I remember the first night we came back on a Friday. I think we ended up having like YG. It's insane. Insane night. That night was fucking nuts. And he ain't seen that type of dollar, that type of crowd in a month plus. Boom. Off and running. Took a couple of, I don't know if it was like a couple of weeks, 3 weeks maybe before they gave us the Saturday. And then, you know, now we're running, you know, and you look up, you can see, it's just what it is, man. Money, you get money, you just get greedy. So then you want to bring in more promoters, which is cool because we all know each other. You know, it started out, like the first thing that started out, we went and got a host. And like I said, I didn't ask. So you know this host. He's like the host out here. And if you don't know him, you can go look at my page. I guarantee you can find out who this host is. He was at the same spot I was at. That was like the first move of starting to bring people over. Right. And I know that they also had started a Sunday night at this spot, this nightclub that was started by a couple other promoters that eventually one of them eventually comes on for Friday and Saturday. Right. But one of the first moves was we went and got this host and on the mic and DJ. Dude is dope at what he does. So we pulled him from another club, got him there. Boom, that's the start of a strong team, right? And then the Sunday night, they're doing the Sunday night. And they're like, it looks up. We look up, and then we all on Sunday night. Just like a big-ass promotional team. It's like five of us. As a matter of fact, it was at the time, it was like six or seven of us. All together inside this club. I'll kind of speed it up. So it's like six or seven of us all in this club. And they have cornered the market. Like, they got it. This is us. This is ours now. Can't nobody fuck with us. we have all the promoters, all the big name promoters in this city at our spot and treated us like absolute dog shit. I mean, there was one at one point. We were bringing in, this is on Fridays. We had a deal on Fridays where it was absolute trash. And I'll never understand how they got away with it when we bring the crowd, but it was incredible how we allowed them to give us deals that we knew we shouldn't touch. weren't good deals we shouldn't take, and we took them and we just allowed it. And it was like, I'm the most vocal, believe it or not. I'm the most vocal out of them. And I was the most passionate. I would be very passionate. People take, you know, there's passion and there's anger. And if you're not around it enough, you take it for anger. But I was just passionate about this shit. I cared about my guys. I cared about how we was getting treated. I cared about my people. I cared about how we was getting paid. And I cared about how my people was being treated. And I mean, there was not a Tuesday that never felt like there was an argument in that building. And the Friday deal, so we had a Friday deal where if it didn't do well, right? Like if it didn't, like they would book an artist, and if it didn't do well, per se, like quotes in the air, what they would consider not doing well, they would take money from us from other nights to make up from Friday. So there were nights that they were trying to get Friday nights going. So we would book big night. We would book big act after book big act. So you would look up and it would be Nas and it'd be Fabulous. Who else did we have in there? Was 50 in there at that time? I mean, it was a lot. I should have looked before I did this, but it was just big act, big guess after big guess. And if the deal was just super structured for the club to win no matter what. And it was a time where none of us, seven motherfuckers, was making no money on Friday. And then one of the guys that we had brought on, he was only on Friday. Didn't get paid for like 3 months straight because they was taking money from us. And then somehow, some way, everybody was like, you know what? I don't want to do Fridays no more. And everybody started jumping off of Fridays because it was crazy. It was an energy of y'all boys get out there and do that. Or we gonna take your money. You understand me, boy? You goes out there, you do your job, or we gonna take your money, boy. Do you understand us? We got the fuck off of Fridays. And he ended up giving it to actually the guy that wasn't making no money for 3 months. He ended up taking the Friday. And I mean, man, that energy was so bad inside that building, man. I got into physical altercations with DJs and general managers. And general manager get drunk, talk shit to me, it got physical. The environment with my DJ was so bad. I hate it because like, and I'm cool with these guys now because really, we really realized that like we brothers and that shit shouldn't be happening. But ownership loved it, allowed it. The divide was nasty. And just to, it was crazy. You know, when all that happened, you know, they wanted to fire me. And I was telling them, like, man, you know, it's not what I'm about. but you're constantly trying to warn and be like, hey, man, this environment is really bad. Like this, y'all got to do better with understanding we need to be a unit in here and quit trying to divide. And all these things that happen inside of there, y'all don't know about the constant arguing, damn near everybody about to fight. It was a constant thing. The energy was negative. So I'll try to speed up. I'll jump back and forth. How about this? So March 17, 2020. And there's a lot of things in there. And I'll go back. March 17th, 2020 is a Tuesday. I'm actually not feeling well from that past weekend. And we go to the meeting. And this is by this time, you know, like I said, the world is shutting down. All the other clubs have posted that they're shutting down because of COVID. What's happening? They want to protect the people. We were the last to say anything, but this is how the Tuesday meeting goes. There's two owners. There's only one owner that shows up when he feels like the money's being fucked up, right? And so he shows up because it's technically a big decision. And they go around the room and they're asking, like, you know, because they want to open up. They want to open up still. This is, understand when I say this is like the second weekend of March, it's 2 weeks into March. You know how bad it was then. You know how bad it was. And this is just to kind of give you an example as I go through of the type of atmosphere it was and how money hungry this place was and did not give a fuck about the people, right? All the promoters, all the staff, period. So, they're wanting to open up and they in their hype. We're going to sell all these tables over here for 3,000. We're going to sell these tables right here for 5,000. These 1,500. We're going to sell out. We're going to make a shit ton of money. We're going to make a shit ton of money. We're going to sell out. And I'm like, I've always been a person that I'm like, I just can't not look at the people. And then also, I love marketing and I care about image of whatever you're trying to create. Brand, you know, you could create your brand, you got podcasts, you care, you know, you want to put the best, your best foot forward, you want to put your best look out there. So I'm always like, man, what is the blowback? Because we've made a lot of bad mistakes. Popeye's chicken sandwiches. We did a Popeye's chicken sandwich night, a light skin versus dark skin. I mean, I could go on and on. There was a lot of mistakes made. And a lot of shit was like, no, don't do that. And they still did it. We made a lot of mistakes, right? And always with a caution of warning. Trust me, nothing was done without somebody being like, I don't know, that ain't the business. And that day, hold on, let me get some water. We were going around the room and I might make this a two-parter because I don't want to be talking forever. So it might be just two parts. So we were going around the room and they started out saying like, okay, well, we want to hear everybody's opinion because I wasn't saying anything. For one, I wasn't feeling well because I had COVID. Found out I had COVID. Staying away from people, of course. I tried because in the back of my head, I was like, you know what? You could be that nigga today. So let me try to stay away from people because I am not feeling well at all. Let me stay away from people. But it was really no different because I stayed away from, anyway. So they decided to go around the room and get everybody's opinion. And I didn't really want to, I quit giving my, by this time, about two years, I had just shut up. For the last 2 years, I didn't say shit. I didn't care. 2 years ago, New Year's, we got extra jacked on a deal. Owner just was like, no, that's not what I said, and just took money from us. Let me tell you something. New Year's Eve is like the biggest party. You can't motherfucker spend money and party. I think we walked out like with $1,000. People gonna be like, oh, you made $1,000? That ain't that. Listen, I think it might even been less, but that ain't the business. When your club is packed and there's a shit ton of money being spent, that's not what it is. When you have a bunch of big, when you work with real legendary promoters, when they come into your club, you do a combo, you know, everybody's together on an event, and they tell y'all, man, y'all should be millionaires. Why ain't y'all logos on the screen? Why ain't this? Why ain't y'all this? Y'all should be making way more money than this. When you have people that you can technically look up to in the promo world, headliner and those guys telling you what the fuck is going on, it makes you feel a certain way. So anyway, they were going around the room and they were asking for people's opinions. So at this time, like I told you, I quit with that shit. Whatever happened, I just would shut up and I would talk to my guys outside, because they would complain or they would be upset, and then I would just tell them how I felt outside, because I was looked at as a loose cannon, I guess. I was looked at as somebody, you know, who they would tell me, like, no, we love hearing you talk because you always say the real. And every time I blew up in that motherfucker, shit would change, because I didn't sugarcoat shit. I would just tell the motherfuckers, like, y'all some motherfucking villains. But then I realized I really felt alone on the island. Like, none of the other guys, man, it felt like I sat there and I'd be like, bro, you would, man, let me not. I got to chill because I don't want to. I got to chill. See, I got to try to play a certain way because I don't want to dim my guys, and I want everybody to make bread. Right. So anyway, they were going around the room asking for everybody's opinion. And everybody's like, I'm down. Let's do it. Let's do it. And at the time, one of my guys wasn't there because he was sick. You know, I'm talking to you. He was sick and he didn't show up because that motherfucker was sick and he didn't tell me he was sick. I was sick. Mike was there. Oh, shit. My bad, Mike. Anyway, the other promoter was there and it was just me and him and my other guy, right? So they got to me and I told them, man, y'all fucking tripping. Y'all really trying to still open up with the people in the virus? Are y'all insane? What is wrong with y'all?
Oh, well, I mean, it's their choice if they want to come in.
And let me tell you something about promoting. It's marketing. It's all the same, you know. Marketing job is to, you know, come up with something that looks beautiful and, you know, makes you look like you want to buy that product or be around that product, you know, whatever it is. But also, you just want to shove it down people's throats. You want to put it in their face as much as possible. So all I did as a promoter, and that's all we do, is to tell you, like, look at this place. We have so much fun in here. Ooh, you missing out. You better come get you some of this fun. Ooh, look at these booties shaking. Look at them big old titties. See the big old titties? Ooh, she got some big old titties. Look at that baller with all that money. He popping bottles. Girl, you better come get you a baller. Look at that athlete. You see the athlete right there? Boy, he be dunking on motherfuckers in the game and shit. He got some money. You better come get you an athlete. That's the job. Right? It's to constantly put that in front of your face. So it's applying pressure no matter what. Because you could be chilling at the crib, regular night or pandemic night. You be chilling at the crib and you see, like, you know what? Let me see if they're going to go out. And they might be drawn out. They might be like, you know, we're going to step out for a little bit. Because it's like it's going to be cracking tonight. And we're going to go. That's my job. I apply pressure, showing you how much fun it is. And you want to come out. And I take responsibility for that. I'm like, that's the job. Like, I know they got a choice, but I'm helping them nudge. Hey, come on. There's a virus going on, but look, man, it ain't really no real shit. Come on, man. We going to be crunking. We going to be cracking in this motherfucker. I said crunk. Damn. Lil Jon said, yeah, but it's going to be cracking in this motherfucker. Come on, man. Come in the building. I didn't like that. Because I know what it is. I know what I'm supposed to do. And they did not give one fuck. They wanted that bread. They was in there hungry. 1,500. 1,500? Pandemic, 1,500, 3,000. 3,000, pandemic, virus, 5,000. Pandemic, virus, damn. Damn. I told them not to. Do you know? I think it was the next night. They said, okay, yeah, we're going to have to close. Dumb motherfucker. We was late to the party every time. When we reopened, this would be the last thing. Where am I at? Almost at an hour. So yeah, I'm going to do a two-part. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a two-part. So I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to go through the history. You know, I'm gonna look out for a lot of these servers that have worked here. I'm gonna look out for a lot of bartenders that worked here in the next run. I know that y'all were done. I know this is a tough environment. Just like for us, the bus boys, I've learned a lot since I posted what I posted. I was told a lot. And I know it was really tough for you ladies. And I know it was. I seen it. All this shit wasn't regular. This ain't regular treatment for people. What I'm telling you, you could think nightly. You could say, well, of course, you know, you got to, you know, bottle service, good looking women. This ain't regular. Just some real nasty treatment. You know what I'm saying? That's why when these ladies would leave and go to another spot, they was extremely happy and making more money. But I'll say this last thing. So when they shut down and it was time to open up, they opened up and told us, hey, you know, we're going to bring you guys back, but we're going to do some soft opens. Trust us, guys. Listen, man. We're going to do some soft opens, bro. We're going to do some soft opens, right? Right. We're going to, because you guys are the party. You guys are the truth, man. And we can't have that yet. We got to do soft opens. We got to make sure that we don't get in trouble. You know, we got to do some soft opens. So that's what they told us. And once again, we ran with it. Not knowing that this is a pandemic. Ain't nobody been working. We ain't been making no money because this is what we was doing. You know, and brothers had other stuff, real estate or, you know, businesses or whatever the case may be, but this was what we did, right? And they was like, no, just chill, man. We got y'all. 3 weeks go by. 2 weeks, regular soft opens, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 4 nights. In a pandemic, this is May now. Remember, this is May. So we like 2 months in, and the third week was Memorial Day weekend. That club made close to $150,000 that weekend. It's the weekend that Mayweather was in there. For a total of 3 weeks plus that $150,000 weekend, not one promoter was paid. Nobody got paid. Shit, that is what we dealt with on a constant. Finagle, divide. Finesse, divide. Finesse, divide. I just recently got told that we were referred to by ownership as a unique genre. $150,000. None of the guys that built the place, kept the place a tourist attraction, got paid it all. The club got paid. Everybody else in the club got paid, but the guys that had to deal with, you know, public blowback or, you know, having to tell their tables, like, hey, you know, the club making me do it. I'm sorry you got bumped and, you know, nothing I could do. No, you can't get in. I'm sorry. You know, this, that, and the third. They ruin a lot of relationships. You know, they have made us ruin a lot of relationships. So all that stuff that we've done, and during the pandemic when motherfuckers got to eat and trying to survive and live, they cash the fuck in. Not one motherfucker got paid. Shit's insane. Shit's wild. And I know I did a lot of talking, you know. And I talk about this because I put a lot of work into this building. I put a lot of work into other people's social media. Do you understand? Like, that's my Jimmy Jam right there. Social media is what I do. I've altered everything. That nightclub page that they don't no longer have, that I could get back for them. I could get that page back for them. They no longer have. I built that. I gave them 25,000 followers. All that money they was making from that page, I built that. The promoters you seen around me, I would tell them, man, look, so let's just start out with advice. I would tell them, like, look, man, you're going to need something. You want to show, you know, quotes, funny memes. You want to have something first before you promote. I never believe in just hawking product all day. Just hawking, you need something else. I showed them the formula. So when you looked up and you seen a lot of these promoters now, they putting up memes and they have their little catchphrases and all those things like that. That's me. Telling them what to do. And if I told them what to do, and if I wasn't telling them, I was growing their page and I was showing them how to grow their page. So when you see these numbers, 2010 and up, that's me. When you see these servers and they work for that building, that's me. When you see these bartenders and they got these numbers, that's me. That's why I'm talking about the situation. I put a lot of work, a lot of energy. Into this place to be treated how I was treated, cut how I was cut, and I fucking quit. Jakob! Oh man, I ain't even get to play my Eminem, man. Fucking with y'all, bro. I'm Thaddeus Shade. This Seasonable Clock, man. Y'all some motherfuckers, bro. I'm going to do a part two. I'll probably do part two tonight and then drop that tomorrow. So I'll drop this today and then drop that tomorrow or maybe the next day. I'm not for sure. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to still play this shit.
See, these bars are like COVID. You get them right off the bat. Infected with SARS and Corona. Like you took a bite off of that.
That's my guy. Listen. Listen. Most of the time when he be rapping, he be bored because he's that fucking great. He just be bored. But when he shine, my guy shines.
Then it goes from Martian to human. That's how the virus attacks. They come at me with machine guns. It's like trying to fight off a gnat. Still stacking my chips, hoes. Higher than Shaq on his tiptoes. Top the Empire State Building. This shit is like child's play children. I will annihilate, kill them. I fuck around and pile 8 million dead little juveniles. Wait, children, I'll await my trial. They tilting. What then? Ain't nothing you say could ever trump. Nah. Mike Pence will get killed. Yeah. If you're hypersensitive, I wasn't referencing the vice president.
Woo!
Chill. I mean, my penmanship at times tends to get ill. Violence, but with skill. That's why I hints when I write ends up with the mic and pencil getting killed. Yeah. And I'm still rider, die for the squad. Yeah. So you know which side that I'm on if a battle line's ever drawn. But if I get involved, it'll be like canines in a brawl. But not similar to Mike Vick at all. And if I don't have a dog in the fight, they ain't never gonna get rid of the fight in the dog.
Come on.
Like a tiger, so you might get mauled. A mic in the palms like claws. I can swing right for your jaw and rip it off with one swipe of the paw. Bitch, you still on my dick or nah?
If I suck, your wife is a straw. I'm sinking. I'm not gonna cover my mouth next time that I cough. Cause see, these bars are like COVID.
Get them right off the bat.
Infected with SARS and Corona. You took a bite off of that.
I'm done. All right. Thaddeus Shade, Seasonable Clout. Follow me on Instagram at Thaddeus.Shade. Follow me on Twitter at ThadShade. I'm out. Peace.
It's what you about to get into, nigga.
I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself, got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself, got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crushing on what? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm too damn much. I'm too rams tough. Yeah. Tools lap up, my moves cram up. Huh? I'm shark vicious, ain't no who swam up. Nah. I see you niggas, yeah, my blue lamps up. On high. What? I like a clip picture for shady moves. I catch him slipping, leave a nigga head spinning like lazy soup. Can't have looking while I'm cooking, been winning, we can't be new. In the trap looking like daddy's daycare, them babies move. Always pay attention, never get broke when it come to knowledge. Open your eyes, just so symbolic. Yeah, that there is a challenge, let's just be honest. It's easy to prepare for cuts, throws, and problems. Let me give you game, most of the champs are sore losers. Straight face, niggas, no time for your humor. Your rule of swarm rules, pull a core sooner. Give life born through, it's corn junior, nigga, corn junior. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself, got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself, got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Pussy.